Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Mel Tucker is one of the most seasoned coaches you could ever want to be the new head coach for the University of Colorado. Not only in college football, but also in the NFL, as he has 10 years of experience in the NFL with the Browns, Jaguars, and Bears. 2-3 as Jacksonville's interim coach in 2011. Also, 2 national championships under his assistant coaching belt at Ohio State and Alabama. And recently, the head guy of the defense of Georgia, who just went through an unbelievable game against Alabama, did not go Georgia's way, unfortunately. But still, in terms of the world of college football, it doesn't get much tougher than that. And we are proud to have him on our show right now. Coach Tucker, congratulations, first of all, on an amazing career and landing a head coaching job at the University of Colorado. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much, and I'm very proud and excited to be here, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Why is this the right time in your life and your career to take on a head coaching job?
Well, I've been waiting for this type of opportunity for my entire coaching career, and the advice that I was always given from veteran coaches was, Mel, you know, we know at some point you're going to be a head coach, but you have to make sure that you take the right job, the right fit for you. It's got to be something that feels right in a place where you feel like you can win and a place where you feel like you can win championships. And so when this opportunity came about, and as I looked at it, there was no doubt in my mind that this was the right fit for me, and that this was a place where we could win, where we could sustain winning and compete and win championships year in and year out. And so that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm so excited, and I can't wait to get started.
Coach, now I know the things that make special football programs are special players. And from all accounts, man, one of your greatest strengths is your recruiting. Are you going to bring us some guys that can elevate this program to get us going in the right direction?
Yeah, absolutely. Recruiting is the key. I mean, if you don't have the difference makers on both sides, on offense, defense, and special teams, then you can't beat good teams. And so recruiting is the lifeblood of our program. We're going to recruit at an extremely high level. We're not going to settle. We're going to go out and recruit the best student athletes that we can find. And then our goal is to sign those guys. And so, obviously, there are some tremendous players here in the state that we need to make sure that we get. And then we have to go outside of our state to fill out the rest of the classes year in and year out, starting with Texas, California, Louisiana. The Jayhawk League will be able to help us some, and then we'll go nationally to places like Florida. We'll open up Georgia, and obviously any of the other places that have good players, we're going to be there. And I think you have to, nowadays you have to recruit nationally to be relevant in the championship conversation.
Well, Coach, you just listed off states that are in the Big 12 and the SEC, and none of those kids may see a Pac-12 game because those games are on at like midnight. And it's pretty reasonable that an 18-year-old kid, I mean, it is reasonable that he may not be familiar with Pac-12 football because the games just aren't on TV like those other states that you mentioned.
Yeah, and that's true, but, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And I believe now with social media and things like that and all the different things that you can do, you can reach kids and you can touch kids and you can get kids interested. And you and I both know if you can get them here to see the place.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
You got a really great shot. And so, we're not going to we're not going to have any self-imposed limitations about who we can get or where we can get them from.
I got to ask you about your first impression of actually seeing the University of Colorado's brand new facility. I'm quite sure you've been around some fantastic facilities, being that you were at Ohio State and at Alabama. How do our facilities stack up to those other top-notch programs?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a tour later on this evening of their entire facility. But what I've seen online, it's extraordinary. It's state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, no doubt one of the top facilities in America, bar none. So when you have tradition and facilities, then you have a great opportunity to attract the type of student-athletes you need to compete and compete for championships and win championships.
Now, one of the things that we've seen, a lot of coaches do is give up control of calling offense, defense, and special teams when they become the head guy. Do you anticipate that you're going to give up the coordinating of the defense going forward, or are you going to give that to the next guy?
I'll be heavily involved with the defense. But in terms of calling the defense, that will be a decision that I'll make down the road relative to our staff makeup.
Okay, and what about the offensive staff? Do they stay, or are you going to bring in new personnel there as well? What's going on with your offensive staff?
Yeah, I'm going to evaluate the entire situation and the staff. And then we'll make a decision in short order. I think it's only fair to everyone involved that you're decisive and you move quickly in the direction that you want to go. And so the next the next several days, all that will play out. And I can guarantee you that we'll have a great staff. And first and foremost, there'll be a staff of men of high character. Great teachers, motivators, developers, and relentless recruiters.
Now, two of our favorite running backs around here are Sony Michel, and we talked about them last year, and Nick Chubb. Finding those kind of guys, man, what kind of process is it to find those kind of guys? We found Philip Lindsay in our backyard, and he committed to the University of Colorado. But when you look at the other top running backs that are playing well now in their rookie years, what kind of process is it going and finding those guys?
Well, it's really, and you use the word process, and you're exactly right. From a recruiting standpoint, first of all, identifying the players, evaluating the players, and then at that point, once those players pass your evaluation, then it's all about marketing. And when you see guys like Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and guys like that, I mean, they're not hard to find now. I mean, you know where they are. You know who they are. So it's just a matter of being able to get them. And I remember when I was at Ohio State, Coach Trussell would always tell us if you look at a player and you don't think you can beat Michigan with this player, then he's not for us. And so usually those great players, it doesn't take very long to evaluate. It's usually probably 10 plays or less. Then it's just a matter of rolling up your sleeves and marketing your program to them, find out what's important to them and their families, and making sure that they understand that the University of Colorado is their dream school.
All right, so Coach, I'm Johnny Five Star in Louisiana, and you're I'm sitting there with my mom, my dad somewhere, and you're sitting on the couch. What's your elevator pitch? You got to
why Colorado?
Yeah, you got to separate CU. Why?
Well, every situation is different, and I think you have to first and foremost find out what's important to them. And what are their goals and what are their aspirations and what are they looking for from an athletic standpoint, from an academic standpoint. And then you explain to them how what their goals are meet up with the goals that you have for your program and how you can help them reach their goals and reach their full potential. And so with all the resources that we have here at the university, academically and athletically, with the coaching staff that we'll have here, and just the ability to teach, motivate, and develop, there's no reason why we shouldn't be considered in the top two or three when it comes down to making that decision. And then and when you get to that point, then it's just a matter of closing.
Right.
And if you can close, then you can win.
Well said. You know, do your homework before you go in there. Know as much about them. I hope you can indulge us on a couple of other quirky questions, because we obviously, you know, pay attention to the Broncos here. DeAndre Baker. Tell us about DeAndre Baker.
Yeah, Bake, first and foremost, he's a great kid. He loves to compete. He's long. He's got really good feet. He's explosive. He's got a really good long speed. Above average to very, very good ball skills. He's got very good reactionary athleticism, which is, in other words, instincts. And he's always up for the challenge. So it's hard to find good corners that can cover and also are willing tacklers. They can play the ball in the air and can play tight man coverage, and he does a really good job playing off. So I think he has a total package, and he's a young guy, and he's just going to get better. So I think his future is very bright.
Is Jake from the next generation's Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't want to. You know, I played against coached against Ben Roethlisberger, and actually I was at Miami of Ohio when we were recruiting him out of Finley.
Okay.
At the time, and so
if I should make a different comparison, just point me in that direction. But that's just who I see from sort of profiling, like.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ben is going to be a Hall of Fame player, so you never want to put the cart before the horse. But
okay.
Jake does have the it factor. You know, he's a leader. He's a fierce competitor. He's a student of the game. And he's a winner, and so you know, that's what you need at the quarterback position. You need a guy that is a coach on the field that commands the respect of his teammates, is unselfish, and is willing to get out front and lead and do what needs to be done to put the team in position to win games. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jake, and obviously, really, you know, he's still a young guy, and he's only going to get better.
Do you have a son who can play quarterback or wide receiver for your team?
Do I have a son?
Yes.
Do you have a son that plays
critical
wide receiver or quarterback for
the past couple coaches we've had, they've had a quarterback as a kid on the team and a wide receiver on the team. So, you know, don't know where you're going in that department.
Yeah, I've got a ninth grader who plays football. On the line, but he's also a left-handed lacrosse goalie. And you know, one day you see him walking around with a football, but most of the time you see him walking around with a stick in his hand.
All right. That's a cool combination.
My oldest boy is a junior, Joseph, and he is a soccer guy. And so the chances of me producing a quarterback or wide receiver out of my household at this point is probably slim.
Okay.
But you never know.
You never know.
Coach, how does the wife feel about this move to the University of Colorado? Has she seen the campus yet?
Yeah, she's with me, and so are the boys. We came in today, and they're very, very impressed. She was very excited about the opportunity, and so were my boys. As a matter of fact, I came home, and the youngest boy was online looking at Buff gear.
Nice. So,
they're all in, and really excited to be here. And you know, that's so important, you know, because
no doubt.
You know, it's a family situation, and in terms of, you know, buy-in, I would never take an opportunity. If my family wasn't 100% in favor of it, because I believe in family first, and so they are. Rick George is very impressive. He is a guy that we feel like that we could trust, and we would love when we feel like we have a great working relationship with. So the family's here, and we're ready to go.
Coach, I'll be seeing you here soon, maybe in the next 24, 48 hours. Good luck to you, man. I can't wait to catch up with you and chop it up and let me know how the Colorado family can help you out. We're all behind you. Good luck, and you gotta get to learn in that fight zone.
I'll get on that right away, and I look forward to chopping up with you.
All right.
Shoulder to shoulder. Thank you, Coach Tucker. All right. Got a great resume.
I mean, the resume is unbelievable.
Yeah. Maybe the kid plays offensive line in 3 years.
Yeah, you just asked the greatest question I've heard in a long time.
He does have a kid that might play offensive line at some point. We got to take a break.
He does have a kid that plays wide receiver or
quarterback.
Wow.
I kill you with truth. It's the drive on the fan.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.